Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Many American cities are currently relying on infrastructure that is well past its prime. Emily Elliott, assistant professor of geochemistry at the University of Pittsburgh, explores how aging sewer systems are influencing urban watersheds and their surrounding environments.
With a critical eye, you may notice that urban streams are often piped underground so we can build on top of them. Sewers are also placed underground. The proximity of sewers and streams in these kinds of situations can create problems, particularly as sewers in urban centers age and begin leaking. These leaky sewers can contribute multiple pathogenic, chemical, and nutrient contaminants to ground and surface waters in urban areas. However, we don't have a good idea of how much the sewers actually leak. Led by Marion Divers, a PhD candidate conducting her dissertation research in my laboratory, this study aimed to quantify how much nitrogen contamination was leaking from sewer pipes, ultimately affecting urban streamwater. The research was conducted in Nine Mile Run, a stream located in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that drains a 6-square-mile watershed. Our results suggest that sewers are constantly contributing nitrogen to streamwater during dry weather. They also send a mix of nitrate from sewage and other sources to streams during storms. In fact, calculations indicate that between 10 to 20 tons of nitrogen are contributed yearly to the Monongahela River from this small urban watershed. When you consider that all urban areas may contribute similar amounts of nitrogen, the potential cumulative effect from cities on water quality is enormous. Pittsburgh is currently under a consent decree with the US EPA to eliminate sewage that is sent into streams during rainstorms. However, because our data shows significant nitrogen consistently in streams during dry weather, eliminating nitrogen during wet weather events may not have the desired effect on river water quality.
That was Emily Elliott of the University of Pittsburgh. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.